turned to needy at night, where sex is no longer a dirty word, where I plan to educate you, stimulate you, and take you places that you've never been before. Welcome to my world.
Welcome to another episode of Nene at Night. I'm your host, Nene, and I got my co-host back here, Bulldog.
What's
up? I also have my special guest. What you want your name to be tonight? You know, you got it.
Baby Savage.
Baby Savage. That's what we're going. We're going with Baby Savage tonight. So listen, I chose this topic because I've seen a lot going on. You know, I see it a lot. So we're going to talk about the other woman today. We're going to talk about being the other woman as well as him being with you and having another woman. See, I have this thing that I get what y'all be saying. You know, you should respect the woman. Listen. I'm going to tell y'all, just from my perspective. When you're the other woman, you really don't give a fuck about her. I'm sorry. That's mean. But you don't. All you worried about is yourself. Then people throw out this unwritten rule of sisterhood. The sisterhood only matters to y'all when it's time to benefit y'all. If it don't benefit y'all, there is no sisterhood. So I'm completely confused about this whole sisterhood thing or whatever. But anyway, listen. So my guest today, she's been on both sides of the fence. I've been on one side of the fence. Technically, I was on both sides, but I didn't know. So I don't know if that really counts, if I didn't know. But I guess I could kind of figure at the time that I was on the other side of the fence because I wasn't giving up my pussy to my man. Because I was tired. I was pregnant. I was sick for 9 months. I couldn't eat. I threw up a lot. And listen, my pussy was tired and I was tired. I couldn't even make it. Listen. And then after that, I had a small inkling. I couldn't find no proof. I had a small inkling that he had one. So I just stopped giving him my pussy. Because you're not about to fuck me and her. Y'all can barely hear me. Can you hear me now? But I stopped giving it to my man at the time because I didn't really know what he was doing. I couldn't find the full proof. So I decided that, fuck it, I'm not going to give him none because I find out because I'm not giving you my pussy, showing you my tricks, and you're going to go show her. We're not going to do that. But anyway, so.
I was 7 years, I was a cold side bitch.
We're gonna get on that part too. We're gonna start off on the side of the fence where it usually hits us the worst, when we are the main woman, and then there is another woman. So you said you've been the main woman.
Yes.
And there was another woman.
Yes.
So how did you find out there was another woman?
You come on now. You know we FBI CSI. Like you said, you had an inkling.
Everything.
So I had to take the little bit, and I had to do my diving, my Facebook searching, and it was his daughter's mother. He tried the whole "we just live together for our child" thing, but she would post more things that gave me more information that they were actually really together.
Hold on. I hate the whole "I'm living with her
for my child."
For the child, I'm living with her because it's convenient. I don't want to move out. I don't want to make it hard on her. Blah, blah, blah. Listen, when two people get together, y'all should be able to stand on your own 2 feet. Y'all should be able to put some. It's two people. Remember, it's two. It's two incomes. That means there's double the money. So put some money aside in a bank account. Make sure you got a deposit for your apartment. Make sure that you have enough money for the first month's rent, that you can stack up enough to move out. Because that's the one thing y'all not going to catch me doing. I'm not getting stuck. I'll live with my mom before I get stuck with a man and say, I got somewhere to go. My mom, my sister, my aunties, my cousins, everybody got a place. I ain't staying with no dude because we're stuck. Nah, I ain't getting stuck. Y'all got to stop getting stuck. It's 2018. We can't keep getting stuck with these men.
A lot of them don't even plan like that. A lot of them don't have a clue to be prepared like that. I keep my shit ready to go. I mean, I'm saying, I always expect unexpected, so I got me they call it a nest. You know what I'm saying? Nest egg or whatever you want to call it, but You gotta always be prepared because you don't never know what's on another motherfucker's mind. Hey, but right, in right, my defense, me being a man, see, like I said, I've been on that other side of the fence, and I watched how she just ripped him from everything. So I said, I would never be that motherfucker. Everything is in my name.
Meek, let me see your phone. See if you can hear me on it. See if you can hear me on
it. Everything is in my name, so if I'm leaving by choice. You ain't put me out of shit. Now, I can put you out, but that's not a manly thing to do. You dig, I'll leave. You can have that shit.
Can you hear me?
Mean that.
You can hear me? Yeah. Okay, let's make sure y'all can hear me. Let's make sure y'all can hear me. My bad. I just had to make sure. I want to make sure. But, yeah, listen. But, you know, it's 2018. Yeah, you got to plan ahead. You have to plan for everything. You have to plan for, I know you're not supposed to plan divorces. But listen, just have a bank account aside or something, a savings account or something. Because who wants to get stuck? So you getting stuck. So now he's out here dating other people. And now he confused on who his main chick is. He don't even know
right. no more. And that's why it's not really a situation on like planning ahead. Because clearly they were on two different pages. He was on the whole.
He was still boning her though.
Right.
Right.
But so to her, she's like, well, we together, we doing this. So there was no reason for her to feel like she had to do this and had to do that.
She could have been delusional too, though. But you know what? Listen, man be like, we ain't together. I'm just boning you. But right. he stays there.
Right.
And girls be like, well, he's here. He come home every night and
right.
blah, blah. He does this. And, you know, it can happen. It can happen that way. There's no telling what he's saying. But at the end of the day, how did he? So he had two different households. So he was living with you, too.
He wasn't living okay. with me, but we worked together, so we were together all the time. But then it turned into a situation where I was with the family on Christmas Eve. Him and her was with the family on Christmas Day.
Hey, listen.
I was with the family on New Year's Eve. She was with the family on New Year's
Listen,
Day.
Y'all. Families have no loyalty
no
to the mate.
No loyalty at
families
all.
Do not say have so. Loyalty
say,
to the mate.
Hey, real time,
listen,
say so. Say
family... Cause listen, if one of my cousins want to bring one of his chicks over,
Branga.
and I don't care. All my cousin got to do is be like, listen, cuz this is her, and our family rolls with it. We don't ask questions.
Don't
we'll talk about it later
nothing.
After she's gone.
Right.
Families are loyal to their people. I don't care what the situation is. Families are loyal. So listen, like y'all thinking, the mama's loyal to their son. Know that mama's definitely loyal to
all
her
time.
Son,
all
and
time.
Mama's gonna make sure, and she know her son. So my, you see, they was holidays. You know, you don't think nothing about that. Like we spent holidays together. Well, he spent the other holiday with her. You see, and this is the thing. So like, when you found out all that, how did it make you feel?
I didn't find out until I got pregnant.
That's the worst.
So I was already. I mean, I kind of knew. So I probably should have pushed the issue more. And I could have stepped back myself, but you know, we done, we be in love,
yeah,
he be feeding shit to you, but so I found out everything once I got pregnant, and when I got pregnant, he freaked out, so he felt like he had to go back to her and make things right, because he wasn't trying to get put out his crib and all this stuff that he was living with his child for.
Whoa.
So
he went back to her after you.
He ended up leaving me once I got pregnant. He proposed to her, all that mess.
Oh, and she took him back mess. Then. She
took him back. They not together now.
So,
she knew about me, everything.
See, we're going to talk about that part at the end, because see, now we're going to move to this part. Okay, so you've also been
the other woman. Yes.
So how did you get in that situation?
I got in that situation. I just got out of a bad relationship. You know, we vulnerable. We looking for whatever, whoever. Do you need that? So I met somebody. We were kicking it. We were chilling. We were talking. He was saying some good things. Even when we first met, I knew he was married. But he was a friend. We were truly friends first. And once the line was crossed, we even had a conversation of if we both were okay with that, how we felt about that. And it got to the point where we were going to dinner up the street from his house, to the movies.
Oh,
when she was out of town, I was at his house. He was sneaking. At this time, I was living with my mom because I just moved back in town. He was sneaking in my house. He was well known, So my mom knew who he was, so that's why he had to sneak in my house. So it went on for about close to 2 years.
So, okay, so let me ask you this. Did you ever think about his wife and how she would feel since she was in that situation before?
Were they married or was it just both?
No, they were married. They were married.
No, I didn't. I never wanted to be with him. It wasn't like he was feeding me stuff. Like, oh, we gonna be together.
You want to get your nut.
Yeah, I was looking at it like I ain't gotta feed you. I ain't gotta take care of you. I don't have to make sure you all right. When I want some, call me, holler, come kick it, and that's what it was. That's what it was.
But okay, so see, here's the thing. When you're doing that, a lot of times people say that people are women when they because apparently. In the side chick situation, the fellas do no wrong. I'm confused about it. I'd be confused, but apparently we get out of backlash. But they always seem like we just doing it to be vindictive. Sometimes we get lost. Sometimes we just want to do it. Sometimes we so lost in somebody that we don't even care no more. Sometimes we love these guys. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we love these guys. Hold on, we're going to get to that.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
But listen, let me see. But see, okay, let me be realistic. I've been there, done that. I ain't gonna never front. I wasn't a side chick. If y'all ask me, the girl he ended up marrying was a side chick. I have fucked up thoughts. I've been knowing him longer. We've been messing around longer. She just happened to have a baby with him, and they got together. He asked me for a baby. I told him no. But technically, I told him no. No, it's not. I didn't want a baby with him. But not for in hindsight. She, you know, I was. I guess I don't really consider myself. I don't really consider myself another woman. I just he called me sometimes. Call him, and when he was at, you know, when he was inconvenienced. You know, hey, you want to come do this? Because he knew that I was gonna do that thing he liked. He knew I was gonna do that nasty thing that he liked that she wasn't doing. You feel me? He just happened to get her pregnant because me and him never actually had a relationship. But. So he just knew that when he wanted that nasty stuff, I was going to do it the right way.
The right way?
Because, I mean, I'm me. I know him. I knew him inside and out. I knew him longer than his wife. Okay, so here's the thing. Since he got married, I haven't talked to him since. I let him suck on a titty. That's cheating on her. But listen, I did think, damn, this is messed up. But I never actually thought. I never felt bad. I only let him go because it was my decision. I was at a point in my life where I didn't want to deal with that type of stuff no more. He wanted the whole relationship. He wanted me to be his sister. I guess he wanted to be a sister wife. No, Nick, I'm not going to be a sister wife for you. I'm not about to date you while you have a wife. At first, she was his girlfriend most of the time we talked. He got married during that time. I knew, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you like that, I was selfish. I really didn't care. I thought about her sometime, but I really didn't care at the end of the day. I'd be like, well, shit, fuck her. I'm talking about it. So, listen, this is how horrible it is. I sat at the same, our daughters ended up in the same program. I sat there. He would just leave my house that night. I'll be at this program in the morning, and she'd be there talking about how good he is. And I'll be like,
I know.
He's a good man, all right?
I know.
He just left my house this morning. You know, right. He didn't come home. He wasn't with, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was that petty. I didn't say nothing, so I would never say anything to her. That's not cold-blooded. No,
I ain't saying it like that. I don't mean cold-blooded in a bad way.
Listen, though, I just, you feel me? I mean, he would come to my house and be like, I don't want to go home. Nah, well, you chose this life, so you got to get the fuck out of my house. Bye. You got to go home. I'm going to take, you feel me? But at the time, too, listen, let me tell you something. I just got feelings sometime last year, and I was like, oh, I kind of feel bad. This last year, because at first, I really did not care. You don't really think about that, because here's the thing, I don't know her.
Right.
She ain't my sister, my cousin, my friend.
There's no loyalty.
I wouldn't do them like that. Listen, I don't owe her no loyalty. Nothing. I don't owe her nothing.
None.
Nothing at all. And clearly her man kept running to me to talk to me about stuff and deal with me. Clearly it's something I said, if she ain't doing it, she need to work on it then. See, I'm going to be my man's doctor, my man's lawyer. My man's shit. He ain't gonna have time to have sex with nobody else. He gonna be tired. I'm gonna wear his dumb ass. He gonna be tired as hell. He ain't got time. We doing it in the morning 3 times. On your lunch break, I'm coming to work to fuck you. Fuck you. They got me twisted out here. My man ain't gonna have time to cheat. So I'm chilling until I find one who ain't got time to cheat. I got all his hoism out.
I ain't got all that.
I need him to get all his hoism out before I get to him.
Let's address this though.
But hold on. Let's go back to. Okay, so one of the comments said, she's lying. She had thought about the other woman. How you feel about
It's not that I didn't think about her. I saw her every Sunday. We all went to church together. I had to look her in
Hallelujah.
The face. I had to sit in the congregation while she was up there singing. I bobbed my head, clapped my hands. She was a good singer. But like she said, I had no loyalty to her. So did I think about her in that sense? Did I think about, were we hurting her? I didn't, because I didn't know her.
Sometimes we are so, as humans, we are so selfish that we don't care.
We don't care.
Everybody, that doesn't make us any less of a human than anybody else. It just means that at that time, we sometimes just do not care. We just don't give a fuck. Hate to be like that, but we don't care. And, I mean, like, it's hard to care about somebody you don't know. It's hard to really feel for somebody you don't know.
Right.
When all you hear is, for one, when they talking about them, they ain't upholding these women. They ain't putting them on pedestals. They telling us everything that's wrong with them. And y'all exactly. think you're supposed to run and cry about them. Like, oh, no, I'm all poor thing. She does you like that.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? I had to tell mine, listen, you chose that path. I'm tired now. I don't want to do it no more. I don't want to talk to you no more. You chose your path. You chose to get married. You chose to marry her. Go on that way. And if you ever decide to leave her, he'll find me. We did it on and off for 12 years. He gonna find me again. It was too long of a history. And our history, and see, our history was too deep. That's why I kept going back. That's why we kept on ending up in this situation, because we had history. It was a connection. Sometimes you have connections that you can't fight. Sometimes it's deeper than just on the surface. There are no excuses. There's not excuses. We just wanted to fucking do the shit.
Right.
Ain't no excuses.
And honestly,
ain't
the, just the, wanted to do it. The friendship that we started out with, that's what kept me running back more than anything. Yeah, the sex was good. The head was good. It was convenient. But we started out as a solid friendship.
My dude can't have friends. I don't have new friends.
I met him when I was vulnerable to begin with, because I just got out of an abusive relationship. So he was there to listen and to give me the male side of things. So we legit started out as friends, and that's what kept me going back. Was I loyal to him, or did I fuck with other dudes? Since I had just got out of a relationship, I didn't want no relationship. So when me and him were fucking, it was just me and him. We did it for almost 2 years, and then I met a guy, and me and that guy happened to have sex one time, and I got pregnant, and me and the married dude quit. We cut everything off because I clearly had other priorities, because I don't get down with that. You ain't my baby daddy. You not climbing all up in this.
Shit.
So to answer your question, was I loyal to him? I mean, it wasn't no relationship type loyal, but he was the only person that I was having sex with.
No, loyal to who? Loyal to him is I'm a beater for him. Yeah, he can call me and talk to me. We can have conversations. I'm a beater for him. But loyal? Hell no. I was single as hell. I wasn't even... Shit, the only person I was loyal to is me. Right. The only person I got to be loyal to is me and my people, my family and stuff. Other than that, though, was I loyal to him? Hell no. He got a whole girlfriend. What am I loyal for? And not even a little bit was I going to be loyal to him. No, that was my dog, though. We are good friends. That's my dog. That's my ninja to this day. That's still my dog. I just had to cut that part off. But nah, I wasn't loyal to him. He ain't loyal. we been loyal. What the hell am I loyal to somebody like that for?
I wanna comment on this. Someone said it's sad that the human race don't care about each other. It's not that we don't care about each other, because I get along with anybody. I go to the club and make friends. This is how I met her.
Let me tell you something. We care a lot about a lot of people.
We really do.
And I'm gonna tell you something. Just from knowing and certain things, I know a lot of people don't believe it. But Pisces are the most caring people that you ever gonna meet.
And we Pisces.
Pisces care about a lot of people. I care, but I don't care at the same time. But I care about people. I would love. Listen, if his wife. This is how at the time me dealing with dude. If his wife ever came to me and tried to yell at me and get smart with me, I wouldn't even try to get smart with her. Listen, I'm gonna take your shit. I'm gonna listen to you because I understand, because you have a right to be mad. I don't got no right to be mad. I can't do that shit.
I got confronted. I got confronted at church. How would y'all feel if y'all? Okay, you.
You must have came in late.
She was on both sides. I've been the side chick and I've been the main chick. So I understand how it feels. I've had dudes have, two dudes have babies on me while we were together. They went and got another female pregnant. So I've been there. I know how it feels. But at the end of the day, that bitch didn't give a fuck about me. So.
And see, and then,
that's just how it is.
In my situation, I was a little bit, I've talked about this before, but I'm going to tell you. In my life, I've been a little more ruthless than I should have been. But like I told, I put a blog out about it. In my life, I was dealing with a lot of stuff up until last year, at the end of the year. I dealt with a lot. My mind was not focused on none of that. I was focused on me doing what the fuck I wanted to do. I really didn't care about no damn body, and I wasn't going to pretend like I did. I didn't care about none of them hoes. I'm going to pretend I cared about they hoes that they hit. I wasn't giving a fuck. And that was because I had an issue that had happened when I was little that I hadn't dealt with. So my emotions wasn't even there like that. I was a dog, and I was gonna be a dog. I stayed a dog. I just stopped messing with him last year. You know what I'm saying? Because after I finally figured out my demons and stopped blocking this whole sexual abuse stuff, after I dealt with my sexual abuse, I became a whole different person. And I didn't feel bad that I was doing it, because I still really didn't, but I was like, you need to go be with your wife. You need to go make that shit work. Stop calling me, make that shit work, because now you married. It was one thing when he had a girlfriend. We didn't mess around after he got married, but I'm like, go be with your wife. Because you chose to take these vows. You have to go do what the hell you have to do. And it's hard to talk to him because me and him, our situation is deeper than the surface. We had a long love for each other. But at the end of the day, like I told him, you married her, you didn't marry me. So clearly, I wasn't
the one.
That's
where you want to be. Right.
Keep moving. Right. And I had to tell him, man, keep it moving, you feel me? But do I dwell on it and feel bad about it? No, I don't. I care about people. I'm less human than some people. I don't know, but I really didn't dwell on it too much. And if I ever decide to get in a relationship, if he cheats on me, shit, we just gonna break up. Because here's the difference between me and most women. I'm nasty. I'm a cook for you, I'm a clean for you, and I'm a nasty motherfucker. I'm gonna be a doctor, you're like, I'm gonna be all that. If you still decide to cheat on me, you got to go, but I'm good. Because I'm not about to be the one to sit around nagging you about you cheating on me the whole time, and I'm gonna keep accepting you back. Because that's the problem, that's one of the biggest problems I have with women and men. Because men go through it too. Don't nag. Keep, if they cheating on you on a regular and you keep nagging them but you keep staying, just shut up. Just shut up and let them go home. Let them keep cheating. Because you ain't going to keep leaving. You ain't. At the end of the day, you hurting yourself. You opening the door to keep hurting yourself. They hurting you and you hurting yourself because you should have cut them off. You feel me? Simple as that.
Now some almost my own other shit, though. Now, since everybody that got black culture, since Black Panther and Wakanda shit. Now, listen, I'm going to give y'all a little history. In case some of y'all don't know, you know what I'm saying? I'm deep into the martial arts, so I know something about the black. You did. Now, if y'all want to technically, if y'all want to get down to it, if you check what your ancestors did, the kings of the tribes, they had several wives.
Oh, hell no. We're not going to talk about that because you'll lie. You don't have one wife.
I'm just saying. But listen, I'm saying, though.
Fellas, don't listen to this shit.
I'm just saying if they research, you know what I'm saying? That king had.
It's your sister, dog.
Telling me. She's messing up my lawn. Tell her to stop my stuff. Call her right now.
But, I mean, and that's no excuse, though.
Thank you.
Hey, I done been to your dig before. You know what I'm saying? For 7 years, I was fucking with this chick.
Seven years,
I was fucking with her. But, you know what I'm saying? Calling my
phone.
They're calling her. Nah, but look, 7 years, I was fucking with this chick, man. She had a dude. Yes, I really wouldn't fuck with him or none of that. Then me and homie still hanging out and shit. You know what I'm saying? But she was an old
man. Hey, listen, I'm so messed up that I haven't even been in that situation. Me and dude, we ain't messing around. But I'm cool with chicks. If I mess with you, if I mess with a dude and he had a little chick he was messing with, I probably done been friends with her after that if I don't mess with her no more. I'm a cool chick. I get along with everybody. But you feel me? But, I mean, a lot of times, listen, we human. We all mess up in different ways. We all do different things. My thing is, why do women catch so much flack for being the other woman? Dudes don't catch flack for being the other dude, for real. Dudes don't catch flack for being a cheater. Dudes don't catch a lot of flack for a lot of stuff, but y'all keep coming at the other woman. Right. Like you feel me? I wish we had a real sisterhood. I wish that was a real sisterhood. People only use that sisterhood shit when it's convenient for them and when it comes to them. Ain't no real sisterhood out there amongst us. And like ain't no listen, it's just church. Listen, church.
Yes, we'll get back to getting called out of church.
It's church. Listen, they gonna call you
like
out.
Like I said, we all went to church together. They happen to be one played the organ at the church. Ugh. The man,
you know, the organ player get it in.
Wife, she sang in the choir, but she was also a minister, so she might preach from here and there. So he decided to tell her and our pastor about what was going on with us, because I started showing up to church with a belly. Like I told y'all, I started messing with another dude. I got pregnant.
He thought but it was his.
I showed up. Me and him used protection the whole 2 years. Never, ever, ever, ever without a condom. So when I got pregnant, I started showing up to church with a belly. So this was after he told our pastor and her what was going on. And y'all know church folk talk. So everybody in the church knew my business by this point. So
that's why you go to big churches like St. Stephen's.
Oh, this church is huge. This church is big.
Well, you just don't
so
get, just,
she
just
decided on Good Friday to ask me if we could have a conversation.
On Good Friday?
On Good Friday.
Oh, Jesus. On Good Friday.
So we go in the back. We go to the back to one of the Sunday school classrooms, and we sit down. And she begins expressing how she feels, how she doesn't like me. And I'm sitting here calm because, right, because I can understand. At this point, I can understand she's hurt. Like I said earlier, when I wasn't thinking about her and all this stuff.
He was pregnant. He was emotional.
But
now,
at this point, I moved on. I'm pregnant. And she want to confront me about her dude. So he told her it was only 3 months. I had to let her know it was 2 years.
See, that's what y'all get. Don't lie. Don't lie on it.
Don't lie. So then she began to try to belittle me, and she was saying how they were high up in the church, and I was just a person in the congregation, so nobody cared about me. People would care more about them and their stance than they cared about me. She cussed at me on Good Friday at church. She cussed at me. But I just let her get her feelings out. I let her express how she felt. And then that was pretty much the end of it. I mean, to this day, I see her and she mugged me. And I just be like, okay. I mean, me and him don't even talk. We're not Facebook friends. We're not nothing.
See,
but she's still in her feelings.
I
wasn't the first and I wasn't the last. He still does it to this day. I know female. I can pull out messages that he's messing with.
Like, see, I don't think that. Let me think about this. I've never got confronted about, no, I've never got confronted in that instance. I've got confronted about dudes lying to me about their girlfriends. And listen, I'm going to tell y'all a secret. If I ask you if you got a girlfriend, you tell me you don't have a girlfriend. If your girlfriend calls me, I'm snitching. I'm telling every goddamn thing. You should have told me the truth. I'm not about to keep playing with y'all. Listen, this dude called me. He's like, why'd you tell her everything? Why don't you tell me you had a girlfriend? Listen, for one, because if that changed, you have to give me, listen, the only reason, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, my side, when I did it, it was deeper than that. I don't want to meet you and date you while you got a girlfriend. It's just not my thing. But you lied to me. You tried it. You lied to me. So if your girlfriend calls me and you tell me you didn't have one, I'm telling her everything what we did on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, how long we talked on the phone, I'm sending her screenshots. I'm sending it all. Y'all got me messed up. Yeah. Don't lie to me. That's where I go wrong. Don't lie. Because I'm telling all.
Some game ain't that strong, so they got to lie. But look, before I got married, I was doing whatever I did. Look, first off, I got a chick. She can piss me off. I'm just trying to get my rocks off. What's good? Are you? That's a game. No, that's not a game. This is reality. This is some truthful shit I'm giving you. I'm pissed at her right now. What's up? You been hollering at me? Just know that I ain't going nowhere and I ain't leaving this. What we gonna do? See, honestly, sometimes.
But Let me ask y'all this, fellas. Y'all gonna get with the side chick.
What did I not tell you?
That's what the girl wouldn't tell me.
Lakeisha, what do you want?
No, she's talking about, I guess when she called the girl, she didn't tell her what.
Oh,
she
didn't.
Listen, y'all.
You gotta tell.
Listen, I'm telling.
And even Kendra,
I'm telling.
Somebody asked why I didn't put old girl in her place.
You can't
it,
put.
It wasn't my position to put her in her place.
If the other woman comes to you, you can't put. That's her man. Ain't no saying, bitch, you. Now I bump that. Let her vent, because at the end of the day, we, you know, at the end of the day, she has the right to do so.
Right.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, say something.
Listen to me. Let me keep it 100. And listen to my fellas out there. Hey, man, if your chick is fucking with somebody, your problem ain't with that cat. Your problem is with that chick. Now, if that motherfucker know y'all something and he intervened, then your problem is with him. But, hey, listen, if you a dude and your chick is fucking with somebody, man, don't get mad at that cat.
But the difference,
he's being a man. Hey, what man? Excuse me. Who's gonna turn down some pussy?
But listen, let me tell y'all something, fella. There's a difference, though. Let me tell y'all something. We're gonna address this. If your woman has another man, all women are not wired the same. But most women sex emotionally when they are cheating. Most women are cheating on you because they tired of you. Period. Most men just cheat because they have dicks and they can do it and they seen an ass or something. Because they don't even be having standards on they cheating. And then on top of that, if I get with a man and he cheat on me, you better cheat on me with a 20 on a scale of 1 to 10. She better be 20.
They don't ever do that.
Don't cheat on me with no bum.
Don't cheat on me
with no broke bitch, because then we got a problem.
They don't do that.
She better have a big booty. She better be fine. And I would have been like, damn, I would have cheated on me too if you're going to cheat on me. Because you ain't going to hear the end of it.
Has anybody ever been cheated on by somebody that looked better than them, got something better than them? Never. That don't happen. They don't ever go for somebody better.
She'd be a mud.
You got to be better than what I got in case I lose it.
They don't do that. They be fucking with mud.
Let me show you some pictures.
They be fucking with mud. Listen, because listen, I'm going to clown you even harder. For one, if you cheat on me, I'm out. Because I'm not, listen, this is my biggest fear. That I'm dating a man and he going to go cheat on me and teach his girl the nasty things that I taught him. No, you're not about to teach her none of the nasty shit that I taught you. You're like, and you're not about to cheat. No, she better not be. And if she's ugly, she better be making 6 figures. She better be worth it. See, it's your problem. You're not cheating right. You're cheating down. You're not cheating up.
No,
that. Because if I'm cheating, because if I cheat, I ain't cheating a long time.
Great.
But listen, the one time I cheated, I was a teenager. I was 19. 10 years that I was young, but y'all know what I cheated with? I cheated with somebody who looked better, had a bigger dick, and he was fucking me better. I cheated for a reason. I'm not an emotional cheater. I was just I didn't even care. I still love my dude, but at the time my ex came. It's the same ex, the same one who's married. It's him. He been fucking with me since I was 17. Been doing this, but then my dude asked me, and he was like, "Did you cheat at first?" I was like, "Nah," and I was like, "Yeah, but you know we're gonna break up because I'm gonna fuck him again because." It was good, and so we broke up. Because when I cheated, I cheated because I wanted to see what that was like. If I wanted to see what that be like, and that was good. You did so, but most women cheat when they cheat on you. They tired. They done. They women cheat emotionally. They get attached, and if they cheat with you, don't cheat on you with that man. More than likely, he's feeding a shoulder to cry on, comes a dick to ride on. Don't give her no reason to go cry to no other men. And then listen, don't give her a reason to come and cry to her best friends either. Because listen, I'm only loyal to, as of now, I'm loyal to one of my best friends' men, because that's my dog. I fucks with him. Your girlfriend ain't gonna never cheat on you because I fight up for you, and that's my best friend. I fight up for you though, because we here. The rest of you niggas, if my best friends want to cheat, I don't owe you shit. I'm gonna come and pick her up. Bucky, you shouldn't have done I'm gonna try to talk her out of it a little bit, but if she's adamant that she want to do it, I can't stop her from doing it. You feel me? Only that one, I'm gonna start. She can't never. If she ever tries, she can't never. But you feel me? Like, yeah, you know, don't.
Hey, it's a PSA for you so-called bad bitches that feel like you can cut your man off or do whatever. You ain't doing nothing but giving him a hall pass because he gonna go get that ass. Somebody give it to him. You heard me?
My man can't have a hall
game
pass.
Game 101.
No.
A hall pass.
Hey,
you can hall pass your ass out of this relationship.
But you know what?
You can hall pass your ass to that female.
I done raised two sons and three daughters. And I tell them off the top. I done told my daughters off the top. Hey, man, if you ever put them on P punishment, you invite me.
Hold on, though. You know what, though? I'm never going to put, if I'm mad, if I'm in a real relationship, my last relationship, it was mediocre. But if I'm mad at my man, we going to fuck while I'm mad. We're going to fuck while I'm sad. We're going to fuck through it all. I'm still be mad at you, but I'm still going to fuck you because I'm not giving you no reasons to go fuck no other female. We're not going to do that. So you can be mad, but you still going
to
get this.
Hey, are you loyal to the soul, son? How many women you got, son?
Loyal.
Oh, Jesus. He got
I'm loyal to all my women.
He's loyal.
That's
loyal
my
youngest
son.
He's loyal to all his women.
Now, my son said he got one.
He's loyal.
He do.
He got a family.
I don't have a.
He's loyal to all his women.
So look,
I'm loyal to all my men too. I'm loyal to all my men. I'm loyal to all of them too. I'm loyal to all of y'all. All of y'all. All of y'all. I'm loyal to all of y'all. I'm single though, so you know, I'm single. I'm loyal to all y'all. I'm single. I'm lying. I'm loyal to me right now. Ain't nobody stepped up for me to be loyal to him. You feel me? But
I would just. I got to mess with me. I ain't gonna never show nothing she taught me though.
As he sips his tea.
Listen.
I ain't gonna show nothing of that shit.
Listen, you know, I'm
lip gloss from Poppy. I can't match with her. I'm just playing. I ain't gonna start my room, but that's my. I'm just the co-host. I am the co-host thing.
I can't stand him. I can't.
I'm an industry husband. Y'all cannot be messing
with him. Industry
husband. I can't stand him. I didn't mean to. Y'all ain't even looking at nothing. I didn't mean to do it, but listen, but listen, back to that. If y'all do decide, we're not done yet. But if y'all do decide to cheat, do me a favor, for two, can y'all at least get a whole full test on a woman y'all trying to cheat on with? Like, can y'all get a test? Because herpes don't cure if you wrap up, none that genital warts, they don't cure. So can y'all?
Hepatitis shit's going around.
Man. Hepatitis. Ooh. Everybody got hepatitis. I got hepatitis too, probably. No, I'm just saying. but listen, at least wear a condom. At least I'm still gonna leave you, even if you wore a condom. But I would thank you for wearing a condom at least. Cheat on me with somebody who's better than me. Cheat on me with somebody who let her be. Not, I don't want her head to be better than mine. That's given that somebody's gonna make sure she got more money than me, so she can take you in. Make sure she got a house that's big enough for you to live in. Make sure she gonna buy you some clothes, because I'm probably gonna burn all your shits. That'll be the one time I burn some shits, especially if I had anything to do with them. Make sure that she can put gas in your car. Matter of fact, make sure she can buy your new car.
Take the same gas she put in the car and burn his clothes.
Yeah, I might, but you know, it depends on how he got that car. Just make sure she can do some shit, because that car might not run no more when I'm done with it.
Baby.
So make sure she can afford a new car for you. Like, make sure that she can afford you, because you coming, because I'm wiping out bank accounts too. Don't put my name on shit. Cause it's my money now. Vindictive ass little motherfucker, don't cheat on me. Cause I'm not gonna touch you. I'm not gonna hit you. No. I ain't never fucked up a man's shit. That'll probably be the one time that I fucked up. Hold on, I bleached my baby daddy's clothes. But that was because
we cut him up.
But he got smart with me and he needed that. But see, that's the worst thing I've ever did. But see, everything else I did was with my friends. For they dudes, I was just there. Right. I was just ride or die. She was like, let's go. I was like, shit, I'm here. Let's ride. We're going to fuck up some shit today. Let's go. You feel me? But it wasn't my niggas. Ain't no dude ever made me that mad.
He made me mad.
My baby daddy made me that mad. I just bleached it. But
mine
was
my baby.
But here's the thing, though. I bought the shit. I couldn't do nothing with the shit. So I bleached it. I threw it on his line. Here you go. You can have this shit. And he's like, he said, can I have it? You can have it now, niggas. Bleach now. You can have this shit. I paid for that shit. You can have it. What's up?
He asked why I bleached his shit. Because I paid for it. And I can do what I want with it.
To let him go. I didn't say nothing about just letting him go. Fuck. Hold on. I don't want to. Hold on.
You sure you want her to be better than you?
I'm saying, if you're going to cheat,
she better be better.
If you're going to cheat, yeah, make her better than me, because I'm not staying after you cheat. I don't have it in me. Listen, I'm loyal to a fault, but I don't have it in me. Here's the thing. I know I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to talk about it every day. We're going to try to figure out why you cheated. Even if we get past it, I'm going to bring it back up, so it's no point of us going back, because it's going to be brought up more than once. Is that what you did with her? So is that out? What you doing with your tongue? How you do it? Who taught you that shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, little stuff like that. So there's no point. She better be better than me, because there's no reason for her to be worse, because now
y'all can't act like y'all don't be questioning yourselves when you see like an ex, or if your dude cheat on you and a bitch be worse than you. You be kind of questioning yourself.
That messes with your self-esteem when the girl is worse. That messes
so I need her to be better, so I at least know
I would
I'm fucking with somebody that got some standards.
And I would cheat on me with her too.
Right, exactly.
Like that mess with your self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? Like, after, because see, the only time I found out I got cheated on for sure, after I broke up, I think I was 3 years out from my relationship. Me and my baby daddy sat down, and he was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I found, listen, let me tell y'all something. Dealing with my baby daddy, I found out a lot afterwards. I found out he had a girlfriend when I got with him. I got pregnant while he had a girlfriend. I didn't know where she was. I was over her so much, I couldn't tell he had a girlfriend or not. I didn't know where she was, you know? Because me and her ended up talking. I said, you went with him when I got pregnant? She was like, yeah. I was like, damn, I didn't even know he had a girlfriend. Then, shit, after that, found out it was another job. I'm like, yeah, we are coming out the wall. This is why I ain't have sex with him no more. But you know what I'm saying? I ain't have sex with him no more for a reason, because I had an inkling. I was sick, I was pregnant, and I just had an inkling. I was like, look, you can stick around, but I'm not giving you these goodies. These are my goodies. And I feel like you're doing something, so you're not getting them. But I found out a lot of shit. And when I, and then what made it worse, I found out, okay, the one girl, the girlfriend he had, she was cute. I'm like, why'd you cheat on? She's so cute. She was sweet as hell. Like, she was cool as fuck. But then these other girls, I was like, hold on, player, hold up. I had to go look in the mirror, and I was like, damn, am I that ugly? Because
it fucks with you.
We don't look the same. like his baby mama's cute. She was cute. I found his baby mama. She was cute. I was like, cool. But then some of the other girls, I was just like, damn, bro. Am I ugly? You know, you second guess yourself when something like it. You be like, damn, am I ugly? Like, I know I look better than her, but again, maybe I don't look better than her because I don't know. I think I do. Yeah, shit like that fuck with you. Upgrade me when you cheat on me. Upgrade me.
Please.
Upgrade me. Cheating is usually multiple times during a relationship. And once, I think that once most people cheat once, they cheat twice.
When they cheat and know they can get away with it, four they times. Don't cheat multiple
But my
times.
Thing is, after a while, as a woman or a man, you have to stop allowing someone to do you that way. If you are going to, why keep being the main chick when they have side chicks? Why keep being the one that sticks around? You got to fight a lot of people. You have to fight a lot of people to keep your man or to keep your woman. There's no point. And then on top of that, if you're going to stay, then just shut up. Yeah, why y'all keep having the same argument year after year,
crying
day after
on
day?
Facebook about
like
it.
The same stuff over and over again when it's going to be the same results. You ain't going nowhere. Stop letting people do that to you. Because at the end of the day, you're only hurting yourself. Now, I'm not giving nobody a pass. I'm not giving a cheater a pass. I'm not giving nobody a pass. But you have to think about that yourself. But I feel like this is what I honestly feel like. If a girl want to be a side chick, the other woman, I'm me. I can worry about my pussy and who's fucking this and who I'm sucking on. That's what I can worry about. I can worry about me. If a girl wants to be a side woman, let her. Y'all let side dudes get passes every day, B. Yeah, I ain't never heard y'all dog a side dude. I ain't never heard y'all dog a dude that was a side piece. I rarely hear a side piece that's a man get dog. So leave side chicks alone and worry about you and what you know what I'm saying? Worry about yourself. Worry about why your man got a side chick and why he keep going back to these chicks. Because if he got one, he probably got three. Maybe four. It's probably a lot. It's probably not just one.
Something they doing wrong.
It ain't even, she ain't got to be doing nothing wrong. Something might just be wrong with that nigga. Because I ain't going to never be like a woman, something you doing wrong. But you need to figure out if you have to sit around and think about what you're doing wrong, holler at him. More than likely, something just wrong with him. Most of the time when dudes cheat, they're not cheating because you did nothing wrong. Sometimes it is. Sometimes you're not attentive. Sometimes. But a lot of times it's just because he's selfish and he got a dick and he saying some shit and he just wanted it. Let's be realistic. That's what they do.
Might be a king shit in
The kind of situation I was in is probably the worst type of situation to be in because there was emotions involved. When somebody cheats and there's an emotional attachment, that's the most fucked up kind of cheating that you could do. True. But at the end of the day, quit letting... Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Meanie at Night. And as always, sex is not a dirty word. Sex is okay. Sex is fun. Have sex. Like Nike said, just do it.